Welcome back
to oh boy, we're rusty.
It's been a while. Well, welcome back to Unstable and Unbridled. This is Liz.
And this is Rachel.
It's been a while. We're sorry.
It's been a while.
Sustained.
Yeah.
Let's see. Our last podcast we did about mid-May, so we're on an every 2 month schedule right now. It's okay.
Monthly is the goal.
Yeah, so I think our last update, you know, we had just kind of come, I had just come home from Florida, and we'd gone to Kentucky, and we're gearing up for the spring show season, which we had, we had a few people that went to Otter Creek at the end of May, and they had a great weekend. It was a good first outing. We had some people that couldn't go, you know, just because it was hard for people to get out this early, you know, that early in the spring, and
we had a weird spring, very wet,
and now it's literally probably not rained since then until last night. Yeah. We actually did get rain last night.
Yeah, we got a good storm last night.
Yeah, it was the first time that there were puddles in the arenas, and it was glorious, and we probably need to water them now.
I was gonna say they're probably bone dry now. Yeah. Again, but
let's see. And then we went into June, and we had a big group that went to Carriage House. And as usual, whenever we are out in Hugo, we always go to the meat store.
I forget what it's actually called.
Grunhoffers. And they have, they're actually like world famous for making the gummy bear brat. And so we get all these different kinds to try each time. And I actually just took out this week, I got peanut butter and jelly brats, and they literally are my favorite.
I got some jalapeno popper ones that we made right after that were so good.
They're just delicious. And all these flavors that you're like, ew, I don't want to try that in a brat, but
they totally are good. Should. Yeah.
But anyway, the horse show over there went well too. Yeah. Other than getting our meats.
Yeah. Meat aside, we had a good time at the horse show. Everyone did really, really well.
Yeah. Rachel and Beretta got a 10 on a halt. That was exciting. A couple people did their first horse shows with their new horses, and
Lynn and Magic got second, and it was the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, and Emily did an intermediate combined test, so that was exciting for her. And yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, everyone had fun. Then we had an open weekend, no horse things. You were out of town for Maggie's bachelorette party.
Yeah, it was big bachelorette weekend up north at a cabin that was like kind of chilly, but it was fun.
Yeah, turns out June is not a good month for bachelorette parties at a cabin.
Yeah, might be cold.
Did you bring your fishing rods like you did for mine?
Did not bring my fishing rods, but they had fishing rods. So I did
perfect
fish a little, but I didn't get any fish, but I caught actually a bunch of crawfish. So that was kind of fun.
Did you boil them up?
No. I just made sure they didn't pinch me.
Good idea.
And let them go. And then we had John, friend of the pod,
John.
John Halling was up here for a great clinic. It was a lot of fun. Great exercises. He had set up the bounce exercise I think he had done previously at a Lucinda clinic, where you have four bounces in a row, but then after you do the initial bounces, you like cut in and do two of the bounces, or then three of the bounces, and really work on like keeping the horse's canter and working on steering. And it was a really challenging but fun exercise. And then the next day we did cross country.
I worked all weekend, so I did not get to ride, but got to have dinner at John's favorite local haunt, McGarry's Pub, down the road.
We love McGarry's.
Yep, we do. So that was fun. Yeah. And then the weekend after that, we all went to Golden Gate Jumper Show, the Red Pine Schooling Series, which was really fun. Kirby did his very first class. He did cross rails and 0.65. He was a blue ribbon winner in both because they were blue ribbon classes.
That part out.
Yeah.
Kuna did his first 0.85s and was super and jumped a clear round.
And over really scary jumps.
Yeah, and they always have scary jumps because they have lots of fillers there, and there's a lot of stuff like around the ring to look at and the second ring going. So it's like a really good way to get the horses out and support our local venues and just have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Chelsea and Jillian went to Kentucky for,
I think it's called Mid-South. Yeah. Mid-South Pony Club. Horse show or something.
Yeah. Not the big haggard Mid-South.
Well, I learned actually when we were in Kentucky that what we call Mid-South, they call Haggard.
Oh, interesting. And
what they call Mid-South is this June Mid-South. So I think we've just been saying it wrong the whole time, which is fine. We're out-of-staters.
Yep, we're not local. We don't get it. Sorry. Yeah.
It says Haggard's Mid-South.
Right.
So right. I figure Mid-South is easier to say than Haggard's.
Yeah, I agree. They had a good outing. Jillian moved up to novice on her super cool horse Olympus.
And Chelsea had Steve out there, and they had a good weekend.
And then we were all of a sudden into July.
Ugh, I can't even believe it. It all goes so fast. So then, let's see, that first weekend in July was my sister Maggie's wedding, and it was beautiful, and it was a lot of fun, and it was great. Want to do it again? Yeah. Repeat it.
You hear that, Maggie? It's cheap.
Yeah, repeat it's it. Cheap. Repeat it. Best DJ ever. We had a great dance party.
DJ or band can really make or break a wedding.
I agree. I think, well, in the crowd, you know, like if they're like want to hang out and dance, and everyone did.
Yeah,
we shut her down.
Excellent.
Then we went to the bar.
Perfect. Classic.
Yeah.
And then after that, was it the weekend after or two weekends? I don't remember.
It was the weekend after.
The weekend after. Then we had Lillian here. Lillian Hurd. No, Lillian Hurd Wood now.
Yeah.
For 2 years. And that was super fun. We had really good weather and got to jump out in the field, some really fun exercises, good steerability.
Rideability
and steering, I guess.
We've been lucky with the clinic weather. It's actually kind of been cold. Each weekend we've had a clinic so far, I've had to bring jackets out for the clinicians.
Which is not a bad way to be when it's 92 today and 1,000% humidity.
Yeah.
Not complaining, though.
We love it.
I got to ride a fun horse. Kirby developed a little cough right before the clinic, and so I got to ride Mother Mora's new horse, Tully, who was imported from Ireland this spring, and he is super fun. I always enjoy a good catch ride. And
yeah, he's really cool, and he's super brave, and Rachel did a great job riding him, and Mora was super happy, so, you know, that's all that matters.
It's a good combo day. Yeah.
Let's see, and then that takes us into last weekend, which we had a big birthday bash banger over at Heidi's pool, which was really fun and
too much fun for some. I heard.
I don't know. I don't think you could ever have too much fun.
I told Liz I was gonna go full send, and I did.
She did. All the way off the cliff.
With no parachute.
Except we are all your parachutes.
That's true.
We got you.
Well, Maggie told me that I was sleeping downstairs on the couch with Denver and Chopper, and I was like, I'm such a lucky girl.
I mean, I feel that way every night when they snuggle with me.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Let's see. Then I went fishing on the Mississippi, which was actually kind of fun. I caught a big old bass.
And what other critters are in the Mississippi?
We didn't really see any. It was really clear and refreshing. And, I mean, I've always heard the Mississippi's dirty, but it's...
I think it's only dirty clean. In the cities.
Yeah, that's fair.
But
with all the waste dumping into the river.
The bodies and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, we had a jumper show. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. We had our own little jumper show.
Yeah, we did an evening jumper show here, which a lot of people showed up for, and brought young horses and clients, and they just come and do some jump arounds. It's super casual, and we just increase in height as the evening goes on, and we had just wrapped it up right before a nice rainstorm.
Yeah, that was a really good night, actually. Everyone did really well, and
yeah, it's just a fun group of people, and we give ribbons out for the fastest clear rounds, and
some children won some ribbons.
Everyone loves a ribbon.
Yep, it's good stuff. And then this weekend, neither of us will be showing, but the rest of the crew is headed over to Stonegate in Stillwater, Red Pines jumper show.
Yeah, we have a good group going to do some classes, and I have a sail horse going over there to do a couple rounds. And
a couple of people are going to R for Dressage Fest, too.
Yeah, everyone's all over this weekend. I'll be down in Florida. I gotta check in on the farm and take care of some things that need to get done. We just put a bunch of fish in our pond, so that's a little exciting.
Tilapia, right?
Yep.
Oh my god. So can we eat them at the end of the
You can either like catch them normal, or you can get a big net, like a cast net, I think it's called, where you throw it out and then it catches a bunch of fish and you grill them up. And I'll have to ask Nancy here because she cooks the tilapia up here and they're so good. And you just cook them whole and yum. Eat them up.
Will a whole one fit in a taco shell?
Probably. Yeah, we'll make it work.
I love tilapia.
Yeah. And then, let's see, you guys go down to Catalpa the weekend after that.
Yeah.
Good group going down there.
A really big group.
Should Rachel and Chelsea and Emma are taking a bunch of clients down there, and they do that in a one day. So they'll head down on Friday and compete all the horses Saturday and head on back up Saturday night. So it makes for a, you know, it's exhausting driving home Saturday night, but it's nice to get home because then you have all day Sunday to kind of recover and do whatever or not recover and go do something fun.
Fast and furious.
Yeah.
Hopefully Kirby's first horse trial, but we'll see. I don't know about his cough. He's still ailing, I think.
So. Yeah, Kirby has some sensitivities to the environment, and he seems to have, what did they say? It was like an inflammatory cough or environmental cough?
They thought it was inflammation from like the air quality being bad and
thanks, Canada.
Whatever, but then he didn't improve at all on Dex, and
but he does seem to be getting better.
Yeah, I actually started him on Respifree, which is a supplement, which, as the pod listeners know, neither of us are
big believers
but he seems to be getting better, whether it's the supplement or just the natural course of the cough. I don't know, but it's not that expensive, so we'll try it until the cough's gone anyway and go from there.
Let's see. Then we go to Otter the weekend after that. We have, I think, a world record. An LLE record of people going. It's like 20 horses or something.
It's insane.
From all over. And Kuna will be doing his first beginner novice. They'll have Armani in the IP and Franklin in the modified. And hopefully Kirby will be doing... Oh, no. Kirby's not going. You're not going.
No. Nope, I'll be at a bachelorette party.
Ugh. Those damn bachelorette parties.
I know. They're always choosing the wrong weekends, let me tell you. It's like they don't consider me at all when they book their bachelorette parties.
Right? Yeah, so we have a lot of horses from our barn going, a couple clients coming in from other barns. So it should be a good weekend. I always love an Otter weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the modified. It's their first time hosting it.
And yeah.
We weren't sure that we were going to get a modified course there, but...
Yeah, they did it. They made it happen. They're totally redoing all their tracks, so that'll be exciting. And, let's see, then the next weekend we have Becky here for that adult rider and YDRP program, which will be fun to have Becky up to the farm, and she always sets up some really fun courses and moves the cross-country jumps around, and you're going places you didn't know you were able to ride on the property, and so that's kind of exciting.
And then your trainer from Florida, Kayla Benny, will be here at the end of August.
Yep.
And sign up on Strider.
Yep. Strider has those links. The best way to find all of our clinics is go to the calendar on Strider and just type in Copeland, and all of our things you can sign up for are on there.
And then y'all are headed off to AECs at the end of August.
Right now, yeah, we have, let's see, Rachel and Bree are still trying to qualify. I think Bree needs to get her qualifier at Catalpa. And then Rachel needs to do one more show also at Catalpa. Kenzie's qualified with Nico in the beginner novice. And I'm taking Armani in the prelim. And Franklin will do the modified. And Chelsea, I think, is taking Steve in the beginner novice. So it should be a fun week. It's going to be a long week because I think I compete Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the beginner novice riders are Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there for the party.
Forever.
Yeah, forever in Kentucky. Yeah, and then it kind of takes us into September, but, you know, we're going to do a pod before then, so we're not even going to get into the details.
Yeah, we don't even need to. Because I see leave for Florida at the bottom of this list, and I'm not saying it out loud. So
you just did.
Other than just now.
What about Florida is exciting for you?
Well, maybe I'll get to go this year.
Yeah.
We'll see. We're trying to manifest things, putting them out into the universe.
It worked. I manifested something last night, which we will discuss on our next podcast.
Yeah.
And it's in the works right now, so that's a little bit exciting. And what else should we manifest? Winning. We're going to win.
We're going to win everything.
We're going to win all of the horse shows we go to.
We're going
to
win all the horse shows and in life.
And in life, yeah. Even if we don't win the horse shows, we'll at least be winning in life.
Speaking of winning, This has nothing to do with winning, but I want to bring it up because I loved the Barbie movie so much. Oh. And horses are featured. We'll just say that.
Okay.
So any of you horse people who don't know what it's about or don't necessarily want to see it, I would highly recommend it because horses are featured.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet, but I want to see it.
It's so good. I loved it.
And that took you a lot of courage for you to go to the movie theater.
It's my first time in a theater since I think 2019 probably.
Yeah.
So yeah, the popcorn slapped, the chairs were comfy, the movie was good. I may go back.
I love a good movie in a movie theater. I just don't get to them enough.
Yeah, there's it is a different experience than watching at home.
Yeah,
but we both have sparkly pink nails right now too.
Yeah, go Barbie.
Yes.
Let's see, all the horses have been good. I gave my horses a month off in May, you know, after a tough season in Florida, long season. They did great down there, and they seem to be coming back better than ever, and they're jumping well, and I'm excited to get to Otter to see how they are. You know, it's always tough coming up here, I feel like, from the Florida shows where we show jump first, and then we have to come up here and show jump last. And
yeah, gotta working on your fitness.
Yeah, we are. We've been galloping and doing our conditioning, and it's been fun. We did our last set on Saturday, and we had a big group out there. And Lynn galloped Franklin for me. I was on Armani.
Janie was on Scooby,
Emily on Quasar, and Stella on Snippy.
Not gonna lie, that's like a big motivator for me to stay below training level so I don't have to do trot sets.
Trot sets are fun when you're with a group of people like that. Yeah. Or you just turn on a podcast like Unstable and Unbridled and
That works.
Trot away to it.
Yeah. I don't know. Something about murder just like doesn't jive with trot sets. So that's all I listen to.
Put on a horse one.
Yeah, I will. Someday when I go training level again, maybe.
Yeah. Soon. Someday soon. This winter.
Yeah, right.
That's the sketch that the horses are on.
To go beginner novice to training this winter?
That's what they've all done. Oh, you've taken a beginner novice at their fall show, and they end up going training by the end of the Florida season.
Woof. I don't know if I'm on that schedule.
We're going to manifest it. Kirby could step over training-level-sized jumps.
The nice thing about Kirby is nothing looks big on him so far because he's towers over the
world. That'll be Forrest.
World, so... Yeah.
Forrest with Carly is a whopping 16-2 at 2 years old.
Yeah. That's about what Kirby was when I got him, I think.
Yeah, he was giant.
But, yeah, so...
I just don't have long legs like you, so...
Yeah, you will look like a little pipsqueak up there.
You can have him.
I was gonna say, just give him to me. I'll take him.
Oh.
And Madge is going well with Lynn, and Kaylee is half-leasers.
Kaylee's
and
taking him this weekend to Red Pines.
Yep, and... Then Lynn will show in her first ever horse trial at Catalpa.
The Catalp.
On him. He seems to be absolutely thriving in the school horse life.
Yeah, he loves it. He's so cute. And so like she jumped some pretty big rounds on him at our schooling show. Yeah. And super.
Yeah. It's really satisfying. It's always hard to imagine like someone other than you riding your own horse. But then when you see it going really well, it's almost as satisfying as riding them yourself.
I know. It's really fun to watch.
Speaking of people riding your horses, Chelsea's been riding Wild Bill.
Oh, yeah. Chelsea's on the Bone Up Bill train, and she's been doing great. She's been on him about a month now, a little over a month. And, you know, he's a little tough to figure out, but he's a lot of fun, and she's really getting the hang of him. And they're going to go down to Catalpa. I think she's doing the beginner novice there and then the novice at Otter the next weekend. So hopefully that goes well, and she keeps having fun on him and just has another horse to practice on, which doesn't hurt.
No, definitely doesn't.
What else do we have? Kenzie's doing great with her horse, Nico. They're focusing on the novice level right now with their goal of moving up to training either late fall or definitely this winter when they come down to Florida. Emma has been teaching lessons this summer, and she's doing great and having fun. You know, the clients have really liked her, and she seems to be enjoying it. So that's what's important.
Yeah. And she has a cute baby.
She does. She has a really cute baby named Kai. And he comes to the barn, and he's also a good little teacher. And he likes hanging out either, you know, while we're teaching, or he hangs out with the clients. And he's just the happiest baby I've ever met.
Yeah. He is a very happy baby. Very fun to be around.
Yeah. And Ellen's been doing really well. She is going to a dressage show this weekend, right?
Yeah. Yep.
She'll be going to Otter. I think she's doing second level, and then she's doing the Otter event at Novice with her mare Harper, and we're gearing up to...
Yeah, busy, you know, fall.
Busy fall season. That's already coming up, which is just crazy.
Oh, it's so depressing. I hate it.
I know. It goes so fast.
It really does.
That's... It's like these first couple months, I feel like May, June into July is like practice and lessons with a couple shows here and there. And then we get into the fall season and I feel like it's like showing every weekend.
Yeah, literally. We have a couple sales horses.
Yeah, we have right now we have Donnie, who's a 17-year-old thoroughbred. He's competed up through the preliminary level with his owner currently. He's done some beginner novice shows. She's in college and, you know, real life is hitting her and she realizes she can't...
Can't do it all.
Can't do it all. So he's up for sale. He's a great packer. Would be good as someone's first horse and to build confidence on. And he's a lot of fun. All these horses can be seen on my website. We have another one, Arrow.
Yeah, Arrow's a 6-year-old appendix, bred for like equitation and pleasure bred. Super, super fun. I've been riding him this summer and he's got really nice gates, really comfortable to ride. He's got some fun little buttons installed by his Western trainer. He's got his changes and some nice walk canter transitions, good lateral work. He started jumping and he's green to it, but he is super talented. He shows really nice form over fences, and so he's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then I have a 7-year-old. She's a Dutch horse. She's had experience in the hunter ring and a little bit in the jumper ring. Her name's Lyric. She is kind of done everything. Like, she just had her first cross-country school, and she, like, jumped everything, no problem, seemed to really enjoy it. She goes out hacking. She does dressage. She does the hunters. She does the jumpers. You know, she's a really nice all-around horse that could do a little bit of everything or be finished in any specific direction. So
check the website.
LizLund.com. Check it out.
Any of these horses sound up your alley,
come on out and visit us here at Copeland Farms.
That's right. I think that's pretty much it for the updates.
Yeah.
And we will be back next month. We're committing to it now. We're manifesting it.
We're manifesting it.
And we'll bring you more sausage reports from Grundhoffers.
Yeah, I still have 2 packs, and I have like a raspberry chipotle one, and then I think like a three cheese something or another.
Oh my god.
I know.
I wonder if they ship.
Literally. Like, I don't want to drive to Hugo unless we're going to be out there.
I know.
Maybe we could convince some of the like YDR people, whatever that's called, to bring us some.
That's a good idea. I like that. Mm. Oh my god, we forgot saddle sores! It's a
saddle sore. Okay, mine I'm gonna go with this week is my mounting block pet peeve.
Yeah. I'm a
mounting block mover.
A criminal in this regard.
It's okay, most people are. So I like to get on my mounting block and my horse walks up to me and then I'll be teaching and they come, I'm usually sitting by the mounting block, and they come and they stand literally in front of me. They take a stirrup down, and then they say something to me, and then they walk around and take their other stirrup down, and then say something to me, and then tighten their girth. And I'm like, okay, can you just do that before you come to the mounting block?
You make a better door than a window.
Yes, I have said that before. Don't you doubt it.
That's a good one.
Or I'm always trying to get up on the mounting block and walk my horse. I like to position my horse between the mounting block and, like, the fence. So I always have the mounting block, like, face that way.
Mm-hmm.
And people always turn it around. And it's just interesting. That's just a pet peeve of mine. You do you. I get it. We all do our own way. And that's my saddle sore for the month.
That's fair. Like you said, I admit to being a criminal in this regard. But I typically don't move it far. It's usually like an inch or two just for optimal positioning.
Yep, I get that.
But I can see why it would be nice to train your optimally horse. Position your horse.
Yeah, train your horse up because someday you'll be on a fence that you can't move optimally or a log that you can't move.
Well, then my ride's over, I guess.
Just walk back into the barn.
Just walk home. That's a good one. I think mine, you put this on the list, but I think I'm going to steal it. That's because okay. When people have their horse's forelock, like, tucked under their brow band, and they don't pull the forelock, like, they don't out. So it's, like, tangled up under their crown piece.
Yeah.
It's half stuck under the brow band. Like, I want to see a nice little collection of hair gently resting on top of the brow band so that it can move freely in the wind.
Yes, and they don't look like a nerd then.
Yeah, and they just
more importantly better. It's for looks.
Yeah, and I can't imagine it would feel good. It'd be like having your ponytail snagged.
Yeah,
if you don't pull it out from under the crown piece. So
well, and yeah, it'd be like not pulling your ponytail through the hole in the back of your hat.
Right.
Like, unless you have a low pony, that's fine. But, or, like, when you get on and, like you said, under the crown piece when their hair's all messed up. Like, I would imagine that's uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, they have a bridle path. Yeah. They're literally for a reason.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally. So, that's mine this week.
That's a good one.
It's been a good week. That's, you know, if that's all I have to complain about, right. I think we're in good shape.
Yeah, no kidding. So, all on that right. note.
Yeah, I now guess we're signing off.
Take care.
Bye.